Want to try a free sample of berry pie?
Oh, yeah, I do. Wait, can something this small really throw my body off balance?
Time to consult the online experts.
One bite will destroy your metabolism. Drink butter coffee instead to kill cravings.
What? Is it really that bad? I had protein this morning, right? Ugh, but it looks so good.
Only eat after walking 10,000 steps.
Pie is only 2 steps from here. Am I overthinking again? Oh, the kids would really love this.
Fruit ruins insulin sensitivity.
Never eat after 7 p.m.
One cheat day.
Cut carbs. Fast for 48 hours.
Stop it!
They don't know your body. Only you do. Cygnos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. No fads. No fear, just your signal. Cygnos.
L-E-D-E-N-B-C. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Okay. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's Pharrell on the bench, coast to coast in the biggest way possible. Hanging out. The bad seed, the burger, the bad apple with a bad attitude. We are live in New York City. The Big Apple. Ooh. People dressed in plastic bags, directing traffic, some kind of fashion shake it up, should do me. Along with the Tutty and Tater King, the founder of the Isle Seat Podcast, rights holder of the Sheet of Integrity, and the Put It With a Golf Guru himself, Carver. Hi this afternoon, lady. Mafia is running it with Luke. I am your father. The rundown on a midweek, where do you hurt Wednesday? A double shot with Morenci from British Columbia. And then in the second hour, Cam Stewart live from Toronto talking Memorial. Plus a double shot with Stewie in the final hour, the coup de grace. With Carver High getting ready for the tournament in Muirfield, Ohio this week. Is that right, Carver High? I think you got the right tournament, don't I?
Yeah, Memorial, Muirfield, Jack's tournament, the Golden Bear, his annual event. They give you those milkshakes when you get off the 18th green. Everybody loves the Memorial over there in Muirfield.
Except for Rory everybody and Jason loves. Day.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, what did you see Jack actually? Since you brought that up, Jack didn't seem thrilled. I guess that Rory didn't show up. And I know Rory's been, I guess you could say, since he won the Masters, in the news and for the wrong reasons with how he's acted towards the media, not talking after rounds, not showing up to Jack, not doing kind of strange considering. Didn't he talk glowingly about how he sat down with Jack and he helped him at the Masters, got going over different shots and things like that. Yeah. But, I guess not.
Then he blows him off at Muirfield. That went over well.
Yeah, it didn't seem, it certainly did. But he'll be in Toronto next week at the Canadian Open. He never misses that. That's because there's no media there.
Well, that's who wouldn't want to miss that?
The Canadian Open for them. But, yes, it is Golf Wednesday today for the Memorial. We'll give you all the preview, all the picks, everything you could ever possibly want for the golf this week. Heavy hitter week, signature event. All right, how about baseball, though, first? Because we got a lot of afternoon games. There's just a ton of action. A
lot of Brian Dayball
going on right now. A lot of it. White Sox lead the Mets 5-3. They're in the bottom of they just finished the fifth inning. They're going to the top of the sixth at Citi Field. White Sox got out to a 5-0 lead early. The Mets got a 3-run homer from Vientos to get themselves crawling back in. So 5-3 going to the sixth there. The Dodgers just got a tack-on run in the top of the seventh off of a wild pitch. They lead the Guardians 4-1 in Cleveland. Elsewhere, Tigers up 4-3 on the Giants, top of the seventh at Comerica. right now. Two outs, top seven. Red Sox have a 3-2 lead on the Brewers. They're in the top of, at the bottom of the sixth in Milwaukee. Rays up 4-0 on the Twins. They had a Brandon Lau homer there. Of course, we had him yesterday. Doesn't mean that I still didn't go after him today, because you know how I get, Sky. Usually, there's like a 50% hit rate. When the guy doesn't homer for me one day, like 50% of the time he homers the next day. So thankfully, we had Lau this afternoon. 4-0 Rays. And the A's have a 2-1 lead on the Astros as they play the top of the fourth inning in Houston. Are you like any of these? You're in the mix here with any of these before I get you to the ones that haven't started.
Well, I mean, the ones that, that haven't started are the ones that are appealing to me, particularly the Scheme Day game at Arizona in the desert that's going to start here in this hour at around 3:40 Eastern. Skeens against Gallon of Milk and a really good one out in Zona. I like Skeens today. And I got him at +$1.09, I bet it.
Yeah, even up a couple of pennies more, +115 right now, +110 in a couple spots. For Skeens, Gallon going -135 for Arizona, 7.5 will be the total there this afternoon. Great pitching matchup out in the desert. And the other game will start about an hour from now. Marlins and the Padres, they've played a couple wild games here the last few nights. Alcantara going for the fish. Kyle Hart going for the Padres, who are -155, +130 for Miami, and an 8.5 there.
Yeah, I mean, they were down 6-0 last night and won that game 8-6. I think Araj had the tying and winning hit in that game for the Padres at Petco. I still got to take them today at home. That's it. Like, I'm not taking the fish. And I think Alcantara's had an awful year, has he not? He's like 2-7 or something. It's a disaster.
He's got a cool 8.04 ERA. After 47 innings pitched. You know, sometimes you get a big ERA like that in the first couple starts. But, I mean, this is we're a few outings in now, and you're still carrying that 8 ERA. Not a good scene for them. Yeah, it's never fun when you're down 6-0 before you even get in the dugout to hit. But the Padres were able to overcome that last night and still get themselves a victory. So there you go. Plenty of afternoon action.
I think
action.
The Brewers took the lead. Durbin had doubled to the left. Frelick and Contreras scored. They took the lead on the Red Sox 4-3. And that Cleveland, they scored a run, but they're still down 4-2 to the Dodgers. And the Dodgers are, bottom line, a few outs away from sweeping that series.
Yep, Dodgers have been rolling again, and they'll go home to play the Yankees, of course, this weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, out at Chavez Ravine.
Well, let's dance.
We'll talk about the Yankees later on. They'll play tonight in Anaheim against the Angels. We'll give you all the night baseball later as well. Of course, we'll have a lot of NBA to do too, Scotty, including the Pacers going up 3-1 on the Knicks last night. Close game. They never... Every time the Knicks got it to 4, the Pacers stretched it back out to 8 or 9. Then they'd get it down to 4 or 5, and then the Pacers would stretch it back out to 10. The Knicks just couldn't break that barrier, Scotty, of about 4 points. That was really as close as they could get.
Yeah, I think that it was 6 twice late, that they got it to 6 twice at the end, but nothing better than that. And I never really felt at all throughout the night that the game was close, and I never felt throughout the night that the Knicks were going to have a chance to win the game. I felt like they were lingering as though they were going to pull off another comeback with, 8 minutes left in the game. That was their plan, but it didn't work out. And I thought the difference for me in the game, Mike, was turnovers. I thought that the Knicks did a terrible job with the ball. I thought that they committed a ton of fouls and turn the ball over. I mean, it was like every 3 or 4 trips down, they'd turn the ball over. I mean, literally just, flat out getting the ball stolen left and right. Like 50-50 balls, they lost all of those. I just thought they looked terrible last night. I really did. And I had the Pacers -2.5, as you know. So I never believed for 1 minute. We heard all of these high-priced people on TV tell you the Knicks were going to win and go home and take the series lead 3-2 in game five at the Garden. And none of them were right. All of the guys that do the NBA on ESPN, every single one of them were wrong. Every one of them. They all think the Knicks are so wonderful. I don't know how many times I've said this. The Pacers are better than the Knicks flat out. They're a better team. And what they let Halliburton do to them last night, they deserve to lose. I mean, this guy had a triple-double at halftime. And the guy scored 30-some points. He went off and no one guarded him. They just didn't guard him. He did whatever he wanted. And he's the cockiest guy in the league. So, like, he's just going off and he's doing Brunson threes and making fun of them. Someone needs to punch him in the mouth.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
You can catch Sports Rage weeknights at 10 East along all of our TV and radio outlets. We get Morenci for a double shot every day from British Columbia in Vancouver. And Gabe, I was just saying that I thought the, you know, Knicks turnovers were the difference for me. I really do, because they had 17 of them. It led to 20 points for the Pacers. I bet the Pacers -2.5. I've had the Pacers since the beginning of the series, since the beginning of the playoffs. I've been on the Pacers to go to the NBA Finals, and they're going to go one way or the other. I don't believe for 1 minute the Knicks are winning three straight games.
No, this is the advantage, Scott, of playing fast, right? We see it with the Dallas Stars and Edmonton Oilers, which we'll get to. But the Pacers have the Knicks playing the Pacers' style of basketball, right? Whoever imposes, you know, your style, your will on the other team generally wins the series. And the Knicks are playing so fast, Scott, and you could say, wow, you know, look at the Knicks, they're actually putting up a ton of points. Yeah, but they're turning the ball over a ton, as you stated. Just absolutely brutal. 17 assists, 17 turnovers on the night. Halliburton, 15 assists, 0 turnovers. Right, there's your difference. How many times did we see Nick players take the ball into the paint, Scott, and just, like, carelessly dribble the ball? Right. And they're not ball handlers. So sort of just, you know, like frenetic type of chaotic street ball type of stuff. And it led to one turnover after another. I thought Thibodeau should have called a timeout actually in the first half, because there was like 10 of them, Scott, in the first half. It was worse in the first half. It got better in the second half. But it was just one. It was like, guys, like, you know what I mean? We're like, you'd get the stop too. They'd get a steal. They get the rebound. They'd push the tempo up the floor. They turn the ball over. Right? Like, they would literally just dribble it like crazy, like, you know, like a street ball dude that doesn't handle the ball. And next thing you know, they just poke it for a transitional fast break on the other side. It absolutely killed them. But that's the pace, the depth, and the Knicks have hit a wall right now, Scott, and they're getting frustrated. It's all over but the crying. And the thing is, we talk about it. They feel the pressure, you know, whatever. They're not a very good home team. They're 3-5 straight up in the playoffs at MSG. So it's not like they have something to hang their hat on. Oh, it's like the Leafs. Oh, we're going back to Toronto. Good for you. You lose in Toronto all the time. Like, you're better off on the road. And look at the Knicks. They've won 3 playoff games at home. They've lost 5.
So you think they'll lose again in game 5 and that'll be it? They'll lose to them at home and they won't even stay alive one more?
Well, I mean, now we have the, I don't know how serious this, you know, the cat situation is for the next game, but no, I said yesterday, Scott, so I almost have to stand by it, right? I said yesterday that I thought the Pacers would win, the Knicks probably win the game five, and then they lose back in Indianapolis. But, you know, this Pacer team is pretty dangerous, man, and they're pretty deep, right? Like, they don't have to count on one dude. So,
what if they win both games and then a seventh game is at the Garden? Will they lose that one?
Yeah, I think then that would be the ultimate heartbreak, and it would be just like the Toronto Maple Leafs. They send it back to seven. They fleece their fans for another $1,200 to sit in the last row, Scott, and they lose.
I'm telling you, like, a couple of the turnovers really made me mad. The McBride, when they had a fast break and he threw it to the corner and it got picked. I thought the Anunoby on the 50-50 ball on the sideline when he was laying by the scorer's table. It was just one after
another. And I love OG, Scott. You're right. And OG, how many times did OG? It happened like two or three times last night where he'd steal the ball and then he'd miss the layup after.
But he hit that like big three. Side wing with no time on the shot clock. He just threw it up and it came down out of the heavens into the net. So, like, it's something like I didn't think Brunson, Towns, and Anunoby played poorly. I thought they were sloppy the Knicks. They were turning the ball over. I thought a lot of their fouls were stupid fouls. They weren't just like good fouls. Like, sometimes there's, you know, when I play, they'll say that's a good foul. A guy's about to score and you hammer him to not let him shoot. Make him make the free throws. That's a good foul. But they had a lot of bad fouls. And I thought the one call that really bothered me was when Shamet got trucked by Mathurin. I mean, trucked. Like, he looked like he broke his hips. He couldn't even walk. He couldn't even get up. No call at all. And, I mean, you barely bumped the Pacers and are at the free throw line. And I thought Mathurin went to the line a lot with his back and forth with Brunson. They were tackling each other. I thought there, but it evened out. I just thought that the Knicks fouls were stupid fouls, and I thought the Pacer fouls were legit fouls.
There is one clip of OG getting pushed in the back that was uncalled.
On a rebound.
It was under the basket. He totally gets, like, viciously pushed in the back. Then the referee's, like, watching it, too, right? So I don't have a problem with letting him play. Once again,
but
the Knicks can't play the refs.
They're calling it on Towns when he was hooked up with Turner. They called that, but they don't call guys. Robinson got shoved, too. So did Anunoby from behind. No call on either one of them, and they both ended up on the floor.
But we talked about it. The Knicks are losing because of the turnovers, not because of the referees.
Yeah,
and the Pacers are just a better team than they are. Right? The Pacers are a better, well-constructed team. They're deeper. Right. Yeah. And they got guys right now that are playing above like what people expect. Right. Nobody expects like, you know, Naismith to be hitting threes and Nembhard. Like these guys, they're making plays. Everybody is making plays. Mathurin comes in off the bench for them. They're just a deep, dangerous team and not a surprise. Listen, they started off the season 10-15. Since then, they've had the fourth best record in the NBA. And after last night, Scott, people don't really realize this, bro. They're like 24-4 now in their last 28 games. Like, they're not losing. Like, Pacers are on a super run right now.
They're going to the finals, and they're going to play the Thunder, and the Thunder play tonight. Do they cover the fat number or not?
Yes. Yes, Scott. And I'm not a fan of Laney's fat numbers, but this is the big, fat, blunt play of the night tonight, so to speak. Listen, Minnesota are going to throw everything that they have early. So, you know, it either goes one or two ways to me, or like three ways in a sense that, okay, let's say Minnesota, they're desperate. They come out hot. Either way, Oklahoma City are going to end up pulling away and winning the game and covering the point spread. And or Oklahoma City just come out hot. It's 40-16 after the first quarter, and it's all over by the middle of third, and it's like scrub time, and it's one of those, you know, 120-92 type 88 games, which I kind of get the feeling, Scott. I think Oklahoma City are going to break their will early and murder them.
We'll come back and talk hockey with Marinci.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
L-E-T-E-N-E-T. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at LegendsWithAZ.com.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
We're talking to Morenci. The Whitecaps are at home tonight. He's got that nice Whitecap summer wear on, styling. Are you going to the game or just watching the game? And then what did you think? I went for it last night. I've been pretty hot hitting hockey bats. I got burned on the Stars. They got smoked again.
No. You didn't get burnt on the Stars. You did? You got cute because you hit the Canes the other night, right?
Yeah.
So you figured, I'm so smart, I'm going to do it again.
Yeah.
We were talking about the Oilers yesterday. I thought you were on board. Edmonton, every game.
I'm on Edmonton to win the whole thing. I haven't strayed from that. I think they're going to win in the series, and I think they're going to go to the finals, and I think they're going to win the Stanley Cup for Connor McDavid, and I think he's going to go off and win the Conn Smythe when it's all said and done. But I thought last night that they would tie it up and make that game five in Dallas enormous. It's still enormous because they have to win. They're dead meat if they lose. So what did you think of the game? And what do you think they'll do in the American Airlines when they go home to Dallas? Will they stay alive or not?
I think either way, Dallas are living on borrowed time. I think Edmonton probably will finish them off. We saw they had the killer instinct. They went into Vegas and they finished them off in five. Edmonton aren't playing around right now. We should note, massive injury news with the Edmonton Oilers. Zach Hyman's going to be out for the playoffs. So he got cheap shotted last night in the game. It is what it is. It's playoff hockey.
It's his shoulder.
You know, so he's getting surgery and like it was, you know. And it didn't have to happen, but the thing is, you know, Bouchard didn't need to slash Hintz the way that he did earlier in the game either, right? Like these guys are going at it. You know what I mean? Like, people watch these games, and I don't think they see a lot of the little evil things that the players are doing to each other. Right. And sometimes they get hurt. And this is one of these cases where somebody got hurt. But as good as Zach Hyman is, and he is a good player, and the Edmonton Oilers' strength is kind of like the Pacers, where they're super deep, they can win without Zach Hyman. You know what I mean? Like, they didn't lose Corey Perry, who's kind of an engine for them, or an Evander Kane, or a Draisaitl, or a McDavid, or an Evan Bouchard. So it's not the end of the world. I think the Oilers probably finish them off, and if not, they will finish them off in six. I don't think this thing's going seven or anything like that, Scott. And just from a betting perspective, guys, as Scott talked about the Conn Smythe, so the Conn Smythe is basically, it's the NHL MVP, but they call it the Conn Smythe. The Oilers are plus 100 to win the Stanley Cup right now. So, like, they're slight favorites over the Panthers right now. So the Oilers are plus 100. But Connor McDavid, Scott, is plus 160 to win the Conn Smythe Trophy. Hell, he won the Conn Smythe Trophy last year, and they lost the series. Like, he's going to win. Even if he's not technically the best player, we all know how it works. It's a whole body of work. Oh, he's been there forever. It's his team. And if they're going to win, he's obviously going to play well enough, etc. So I'm just stating, if you like the Oilers to win a cup, guys, instead of playing plus 100 right now, you could take Connor McDavid to win MVP / Conn Smythe at plus 160. And as crazy as this sounds, if I'm looking at another little flyer here, listen, Draisaitl is 7-1 plus 700, but how about Skinner? Skinner's playing great, Scott. Let's just say hypothetically Skinner gets a couple of more shutouts in the Stanley Cup Finals. It's a nice story. Right? The media might throw him a bone. I'm just stating it's 22-1 for Skinner to be the MVP.
Wow. And listen, I think any and all of the above could happen. I'm excited about it. So what about, before we talk about the Whitecaps, the Panthers tonight in Raleigh have a chance to eliminate the Canes, but the Canes won the last game 3-0. Are they breathing or are they choking to death tonight?
This is the one series, number one, I don't like it. I find it boring. I've been watching a basketball more than this series. But with that being stated, I also don't have a good feel for it. Like, I took Carolina earlier. I've been zigging and zagging when I should be, you know, zagging and zigging type of deal here. I hate to say it, but my gut tells me, Scott, that Carolina is actually going to start to get lucky. There's so much bad puck luck. I'll take Carolina tonight. I'm not betting massive on it. My big bet is the Oklahoma City Thunder. And give me the Whitecaps tonight on their home pitch against Minnesota. We'll be live during that game, 10:30 Eastern time. But give me the Carolina Hurricanes tonight, Scott. And if I lose, I lose.
So when you do the show, do you have the Whitecaps game on the monitor? Are you watching?
Well, they're not often on when we play. They play on the weekends a lot, and most of the time they're on Apple TV, which I can get, but it's a pain in the ass to go from the other games and stuff. So this one's just on straight cable tonight. So, yeah, I'm a little bit fired up. It's just going to be on TV. We're going to track it all night on the show.
That sounds fun. All right, have a great show. Enjoy the games tonight. I'll see you tomorrow, buddy.
Thanks, Scott.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
So, Carver Hyde, just some updates. Angel Martinez hit a three-run bomb. They had tied it at fours. And then he hit the three-run shot at 7-4, Guardians, bottom eight. Nobody on now, one out. And then Tampa's added to their lead. It's 5-0 now in the ninth over to Twins. Boston tied up Milwaukee at fours. And the White Sox added two more to the Mets. It's 7-3, Chi Sox. A's lead 3-2 now on Houston. And then the Pirates in Arizona will start in about 10 minutes. And I actually think, so that's accurate. The 7-4 Guardians, they're just showing so many highlights of them tying it up and hitting the Martinez home run. So there you go. Big comeback by the Guardians at Progressive.
Yeah. And that was a Jacob Wilson homer for the A's to give them a 3-2 lead in the top of the fifth inning. Hit it way deep into the Crawford boxes off of Severino. And two for two this afternoon in terms of guys from last night homering, because Willy Abreu homered for the Red Sox in that game. So how about that? Of course, the next
strong
day
effort.
It always happens for us.
Always happens.
And Skeens Gallen about to start in a couple minutes, about 5 minutes away from Skeens and Gallen out in the desert for Arizona and Pittsburgh. All right, Pacers beat the Knicks last night, 130-121. They take a commanding 3-1 series lead back to the Garden at MSG. Lots of Tyrese Halliburton last night. We'll tell you about what he did. But he was dishing, he was passing, he was hitting threes, he was doing everything on TNT.
What a screens, open lane, and Halliburton catches in.
They went with McBride on Halliburton and now switching everything.
Shot clock at three, Halliburton for three.
Deep, but Brunson backed up.
Halliburton weaving, driving, scoring.
When the clock is short, here we go.
It's too easy.
Goes on top. It's Toppin for three.
That'll do it.
Yeah, that was the one up on the top of the key to the left on the wing that sealed the deal. I thought the game was decided way earlier than that, though. I never thought, like I said, that the Knicks were going to get closer than six, and they didn't. And, look, I've always said that I think, you know, the stuff about Halliburton being overrated is nonsense. He's a great player. He really is. There's no getting around it, but I think he's a massive D. I think the guy, he's one of those guys that just rubs you the wrong way. I don't know about you. Like, I have no bones in this. I picked the Pacers. I've been on the Pacers for 3 months, and you know that. So I don't want to hear that I'm like some homerized milquetoast Knick fan. I am a huge Knick fan, and I still said that they would take it in the arse. And they have. They're getting beat by a better team. But that guy is so cocky and such a show-off and such a, you know, doing the whole thing with his, like, imitating Brunson. And, you know, I'm sick of hearing about his stupid-ass father. Like, honestly, have they ran this into the ground enough? I mean, literally, I saw today in the day after newspapers, and, you know, I still read newspapers. Can you imagine that People don't even know what that is. Do you know what a newspaper is? Okay, so I'm reading the newspaper today, and I'm reading about his father. Like, are you effing kidding me? You talk about Evelyn Wood's speed reading. I jumped right over that. I don't give two flying F's about his father. I gotta be straight up with you. Like, I'm getting fed up with, listen to the sports where they bring mommy and daddy into everything. Like, honestly, like, what do I care about? Like, I am pure and simple. I watch the games. I like sports. I can't get enough. And I bet on it. I got no time for mommy, daddy, and sister and little baby. I'm sick of Tatum's little son, too. And you can say whatever you want. Like, can we do that on, like, E60 or something? Can we do the family stuff, like, on Sunday morning? You know what I mean? Like, what is his father's an ass-H. His father's a complete ass-H. And I'm sitting here, and they turn him into some kind of hero, his father? Oh, my God. And then what did they do? They put him in a suite with a bunch of famous people. What's worse than that? What is that guy doing hanging around famous people? Explain that to me. It makes no sense to me. So it all goes to me back to his D-head son. I think his son's a D-head and his dad's an ass-H. And you can quote me on all of it. I can, trust me, I'm way better when I get a swear, too. You should hear me when I swear. I mean, I get on a roll like no other. Trust me, both of them, I can't stand either one of them. And meanwhile, I think he's a great player. I really think he's a great player. He's another one like Green. Green is a great defender, but he's such an ass-H that I can't even tolerate it. I can't even watch his commercials. Nothing. I want nothing to do with either one of them. And I don't care what you think about me.
I think that Tyrese, he's an unbelievable player, but I think that a lot of that stuff that you're talking about, the extracurricular activity, I would bet that that's part of the reason why we did this thing when the playoffs started, that dopey poll about being the most overrated player and all that. I think a lot of that probably is guys don't like him.
Players don't like him.
I think that might be what works into it. If you're not a fan of the Pacers, and I'm like you, I mean, you're more of a Knicks fan. I'm not. I really have no bones in it whatsoever. I could care less about either team. But if I wasn't a fan of the Pacers, which I'm not, I could see where that guy's extremely painful to have to watch.
Listen, do you know back in the day, right? Like, let's say they were playing the Knicks back in the day. Yeah. Do you know what Anthony Mason or Charles Oakley would have done to that skinny twit?
Yeah.
Like, he would have driven through the lane and got decapitated. He wouldn't. You know what happened to Hyman last night? Times five. Back in the day, that guy with his whole act and how everyone hates him and he's cocky and he's a showboat, all this other stuff. Someone would have taken his head off. I mean, literally, and broke his neck. They would have, like, yeah. Bill Laimbeer would have broke his neck. And I mean, literally, I could go up and down NBA rosters and tell you who would have hurt him. I mean, Robert Parrish would have hurt him. I mean, Larry Bird would have hurt him. I mean, they just wouldn't tolerate it. And you know I'm right. You remember back in the day, what was it, Washington, Kermit Washington, when he hit the old coach? I mean, honestly, they'll kill you dead. Nowadays, these guys are such peas that they don't touch anybody. You don't see anything. Like, what do you see, one or two fights a year in the NBA? There used to be five fights a week. Like, honestly, people don't like him, and he weighs off about 200 pounds. I mean to tell you, he would be absolutely split into like a chicken bone.
Yeah, that's a lot of, obviously back in the day, there was a lot of guys who would have probably taken a shot, whether that's Oak or Mason or any of these other guys from back in the day, that would have absolutely cleaned him out.
These guys don't do anything to him. I can't believe they let him literally mock them in front of their face.
Well,
does anything about it.
I also think it's, and look, somebody should, but also, like, they only have, like, five or six guys to play, so any of those guys who do it and get yanked.
Last night, my son and wife,
them so much.
They were talking about how feminine Towns is. I'm sitting there watching the game, cussing and screaming. I got my wife and son in the corner talking, asking if the guy's lighting the shoes. You heard me. they were talking about how feminine he is. And I'm like going, oh, Jesus, what is happening here? Can I get some grown man basketball? I got my wife talking about is the guy lighting the loafers. Literally, you heard me. Like, this is what I'm listening to. It's because it's true. It's like a grown man, like on the Knicks, back in the day, Ewing would have decapitated him. Like, honestly, like they let this guy mock them right in their face. Why doesn't someone take him out? Teach him a lesson. I mean, you hammer his ass to the ground. Step on his skull. That's what I do when I play.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Want to try a free sample?
Oh, yeah, I do. Wait, can something this small throw my body off balance? Time to consult the online experts.
Felicia here with 1 million followers. That bite will destroy your metabolism.
You only eat after walking 10,000 steps.
Fast. Stop it.
They don't know your body. Only you do. Signos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time. Signos.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
So gallon of milk just ran over to make a play at first on O'Neal Cruz. Cruz stepped on his foot and messed up his really nice Jordan cleats. They're ruined, but he looked like he had died. Like he started limping like his foot had been broken. Now he's fine pitching and got the next batter out. So they're underway in Arizona, and Gallon is still in the game.
That's good to hear. We did just have three games go final. Cleveland 7-4 over the Dodgers final. Tigers 4-3 over the Giants final. Rays 5-0 over the Twins final for all those games. White Sox now up 8-3 on the Mets. So not a fun afternoon at Citi Field for the Mets faithful. All right, so I told you Halliburton's triple-double was historic. I guess if you crunch numbers as long as you can, I guess you can find something to make it historic. 32 points, 12 boards, 15 dimes, 4 steals, and 0 turnovers. He's the first player in NBA history with a 30-plus point, 15-plus dime, 10-plus board, and 0 turnover game. So how about that? If we can just narrow those numbers down right to there. Here's Halliburton talking about his ridiculous numbers.
I mean, no, I didn't know that. I feel like we're making up stats at some point to make me look better. But
he's
I think I'm just trying to play the right way, man.
Doing.
I just want to impact winning.
He knows.
Told you guys that for the last, 2 years. I think after my third year and getting the big contract and now having to step into a new role, I think for me it was about how can I impact winning. And I'm just trying to do that to the best of my ability. We're building something special here. We're having a lot of fun with what we're doing. And, I feel like I'm at the forefront of that along with, a lot of these guys. So I'm just trying to play the right way and play the best of my ability.
That's
what it's about. And I feel like I did a good job today. But, man, I feel like there's so many different opportunities for me to get better and for us as a group to get better and play better. So we'll take what we can from this game and just be ready to go for game five.
Such a Christian. I'm not even listening to it. I talk right over him. So he's a great player. There's no getting around it. And everything I said about him is dead on right. Here's another thing. Guys, look. At some level, when you're in the NBA and you got that many points in a game, you lose track, right? But a guy like me, like I play like 15 minutes in the game, right? In a 45-minute game, I play about 15 minutes of burn. Believe me, you, my job is to get 10 and 10 boards. That's my job. Every time I go, I got a game tonight. They're like, give me 10 and 10. We're good. Don't do anything else. Just get rebounds and give me 10. And so when I play, I just count them. 1, 2, 3, 4. 5. And then I'm like, break. I need some water, liquor, rum, anything. Once I can win and give them the 10, then I go in. I don't care about scoring. I care about rebounding. You know what I do? I count them. That's 3. That's 4. That's 5. Just this is what they want from me. So give them what they want. I think guys, when they play, know what they're doing in a game for sure. And guys that play for money, they know they got to get certain numbers to get that check. It's real simple. You either average over, you know, if you want to make big money in the NBA, you got to average over 25 a game. That's it. So if you're some guy scoring 13, 16 points, you're not making no money. That's it. That's how it works. You want to be a stud in the NHL? Have 4 or 5 shots on goal every game and a point a game or a goal every other game and 2 assists, 3 assists a week, or you're not making $8 million. And, Mike, you know I'm right.
Yeah, I mean, some of the, definitely the big, big, big stupid money that we talk about, you got to be able to do that. I mean, there are some NBA contracts for guys a little further down the bench that are stupid also in terms of the amount of money that they get for doing nothing.
And they don't even score.
And they don't even score, and they get themselves a lot of cash. So it is pretty amazing. As far as fancy stats and things like that, of course, Rick Carlisle is quite the curmudgeon when it comes to that stuff. He doesn't want to hear anything about all these big stats that Halliburton put up.
But I'm just really tired about talking about individual stats this time of year. You know, it's just not.
It just flies
in the face of what's necessary. You know, I had a radio show this morning, and somebody asked me about Ben Mathurin's numbers. You know, I mean, this is a team game. It's not about the numbers. It's about being ready. And a lot of times, defining plays in the playoffs have nothing to do with statistical things. They're loose ball plays. They're charges taken, stuff like that. You know, I mean, you know, celebrate that. You know, talk about that. I mean, those are the kinds of things that are truly important. So, look, Tyrese is a great player, and I think people realize that, you know.
Okay.
He happens to do some very impressive statistical things, but he's well aware that all of this far transcends statistics.
Okay, let me tell you something that I know for a fact, and I've seen it 5 million times in both the NBA and NHL, college basketball, high school basketball, everything. When the game's over, the entire coaching staff sits around in their little room and they look at stats. They all look at the score sheet. They all look at the stats, every one of them. When the players go to the podium in the presser, what do? First thing they do, they grab the stat sheet, start looking at their numbers. Everything, rebounds, turnovers, assists, points, everything. Dimes, free throws, block shots. That's all they ever do. In the NHL, we used to get on a plane and the entire team is sitting there reading the stats. Who did what? How many minutes in the shift? How many shots on goal? How many hits? Plus, minus. Don't kid yourself. Do not believe one word that comes out of his mouth. I don't care what guys do. I guarantee he cares how many fouls there were, how many turnovers, how many points off turnovers, how many free throws one team shot and the other shot. And then he doesn't care what guys score individually, but I guarantee he needs 4 or 5 guys in double figures to win a game. Don't kid yourself with all this acting like, I don't ever care about stats. That's the easiest out for a coach to talk like he doesn't give a rat's ass about stats that I've ever seen. I have never once in my life seen a coach not look at a stat sheet after an NBA basketball game. That's all they do. And some of them have a cold beer with it. I mean, like they look at the stat sheets. Mike, I guarantee you that the Islanders, Lamarillo when he was there, and Wah and all of them, the assistant, they all look at the stat sheet when it comes out. The guy runs in, the press guy runs in with the sheet like it's more important than God.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
So there you go. What is Tibbs saying about the turnovers? Because that's what really did him in.
Yeah, I mean, Tibbs obviously doesn't beat around the bush. You can talk about whatever you want from this game last night. The main thing is that they were just extremely sloppy with the basketball. Here's Tibbs.
It seemed like you guys found something defensively in game three. Today it seemed like every time you guys made a run, just couldn't get the stop. And I think, like you said, 43 in the first quarter. What did you see defensively that wasn't working?
Well, we knew it was going to be a fast game, you know, so the priority was, you know, defensive transition to get set. But we hurt ourselves with our turnovers, putting them in the open floor.
There you go. That was obvious. You don't need to look at the stat sheet for that. Watch the game. And you know what? I think the speed of the game caused the Knicks all their turnovers. They're not meant, I've said this to you, they're not meant to be in high speed fifth gear game. I think they're a half court team, of physicality, banging, in and out. I think they're a pick and roll in and out team. I think they get the ball in the low block. They either get it there on an in or they get it there on a pick and roll. And then they either kick or they finish. The best success they've had in this series is, frankly, Towns going to the rack. Am I wrong? Certainly hasn't been shooting threes for this team, if you ask me. I mean, they've hit several threes, fair enough, but they've missed a ton of them, too. So I like going, you know, I've always said, if you're not hitting from outside, go to the 10. You're going to get fouled every time someone's going to try to stop you. There's no – like, guys give up and ones – left and right on just baskets that should just purely be let the guy have the dunk, don't touch him. But every time the guy, it's like a magnet, they foul him. You know, if Siakam goes in to dunk, what are you doing fouling him? When you know he's going to throw it down, just let him throw it down. Don't give him an extra point. But they do it constantly.
Constantly happens. And look, that if, you know, those are the type of games the Knicks, like you said, they got no shot winning. You know, that was like game one. I know that they blew game one in a different kind of way, but they're running up and down, giving up 40-plus points in a quarter. They've got no shot playing at that speed. That's why that under had no shot last night, because they let him play at the Pacers style, ran up and down the court, and now they're finished. Now they've got no shot. But, of course, the Knicks players say they are not going to quit. We'll start with Josh Hart.
Brazilian team all year long. Just what's the message down 3-1 going back home after game
four? Yeah, I mean, we're going back home. I never known this team to quit. That's not the character of the guys that we have in the locker room. So obviously our back's against the wall, but you know we're competitors, and we're going to bring it until the series is over. So. Obviously, we're disappointed with the position that we're in right now, but you know we don't quit.
Yeah, that's great. Everyone, it's just so beautiful. Well, Day. It's like Christmas Day. Everyone's happy.
He could say all he wants. You know, we're going home. We're doing this. We're doing that.
They don't win at home.
That's why this series is where it is, because they blew. They're going to look back, and we notice it's the first game. That's what cost them this series. That historic should have never happened melt that they had in the last 2 minutes of that first game. That's why they're finished.
They'll never live it down.
They're not. And they're like, oh, you know, could have ifs and buts, candy and nuts. You know, it is what it is. Whoa. But that's why that's why they are no longer going to be involved in the playoffs. Quickly for Kat, saying pretty much the same thing.
I mean, We've been a team that has kind of found a way to do the impossible and it always seemed impossible, you know.
He did game one. That was impossible.
We just keep fighting, so it's going to be a testament to our whole playoff run. You know, now we have to be in one of the biggest fights of our lives and of our season, and that starts with next game. So just taking it game by game. Don't look ahead. Just worry about the first quarter of the next game, and we'll deal with the rest later.
No, you won't. No, you won't. Deal with it later. It's simple. You know what they really need is, like I said, I thought that they had a lot of stupid fouls, right? So yeah. I think they need to be a little more careful and selective on who they're fouling. Like, make your fouls count. Make them good fouls, not just stupid fouls one after the next. And they need a couple of calls. Like the Pacers got on their home floor in game four. I mean, they got a lot of really nice and juicy calls.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Nope. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.